Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swiger. It is November 24th, 2014. All of the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. All right, UK listeners, you're going to want to listen up to this. ISPs and mobile operators will soon be forced to retain information linking IP addresses to individuals for 12 months under the new UK government counterterrorism plans. Now, this is supposed to debut this week. Now, this follows another failed attempt by the government last year to push through a so-called Snoopers Charter, aka the Communications Data Bill. So they're at it again, and it looks like this one is going to be going through. Speaking to the BBC, Home Secretary Theresa May described the new IP matching measures as a step into helping the security service identify suspects. But in her view, it doesn't go far enough, arguing that the police need the ability to retain communication data that was set out in the Communications Data Bill to begin with. So in a roundabout way, they're getting their way, but they still want more. Sound familiar? The Home Office claims IP matching will help police and security service identify terror suspects and organized criminals who are using the internet to communicate. I'm all for getting terrorists out there, but I feel like we're opening up a huge can of worms here. Honestly, I want to know how you feel. Email us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Tell us how you feel about your data being kept for 12 months. You one of these super gamers? Like, man, I'm a super gamer. It's got to be on a computer, man. I don't want no Xbox or PlayStation, man. Well, this might be going underneath your TV pretty soon then. Alienware's Alpha game console is ready to invade your living room for only $549. It gets you a living room-friendly Windows PC with a custom interface designed to work with an included Xbox 360 gamepad, believe it or not. Now, the system can play some modern titles, thanks to its GeForce GTX 860 graphics card. It does, however, have a modest Core i3 processor, 4 GB of RAM, and a 500 GB hard drive. You'll have to pay $699 if you want more memory and storage, and $799 if you want that faster CPU. By the way, doesn't include a mouse, doesn't include a keyboard either. $800 and no keyboard? Come on! 3D printing. Hey, yeah, it's the new rave, isn't it? Everybody just wants to 3D print everything. What about printing LEDs? Yeah, LEDs. And even semiconductors. You need other people usually to do that process, but not anymore. A team of Princeton researchers recently solved this problem. They found a way to make quantum dot LEDs using only 3D printers. The scientists chose printable electrodes and semiconductors, which are dissolved in solvents to keep them from damaging underlying layers during the printing process. After that, the team uses design software to print the materials in interweaving patterns. Researchers are hoping that the new technology could be used to make smart contact lenses with the built-in displays, bionic implants that use lights to stimulate nerves, among many other things. Now, they say they do have a long way to go to improve their 3D printing resolution and performance before that happens, but you and I could be looking at the key to a future generation of flexible and wearable gadgets that we just print. Meanwhile, manufacturers are saying, oh crap. Did you order a Nexus 6? Did it come in the box? You were excited? You opened it up and said, what the hell is this? Well, you're not the only one. Oh, the flagship phone from Google has been having an array of problems, everywhere from scratches to having the wrong software on the thing. People with the most problems, though, are the ones that ordered from AT&T. Manufacturer Motorola shipped a number of non-functioning Nexus 6 models to AT&T customers who pre-ordered the device. We're hearing actually 60 to 70% of them actually still had the old 4.4 KitKat on them. Now, customers were told to return the devices to Motorola and asked AT&T to recall ones that have not yet been shipped. The biggest issue everybody seems to be having with Lollipop is the method Google is using for encryption. Now, the security feature is meant to block any bad people from snooping on your smartphone, but it has a really bad side effect. Your phone moves really slow. Then again, maybe that's how it's supposed to work. If your phone is moving that damn slow, nobody's going to take the time to go through it. Yeah, it just seems that Lollipop, Lollipop, suck, 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 Lollipop, Lollipop, suck, 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 suck. Malware. It's everybody's pain in the butt. But how about a piece of malware that's been a pain in the butt since 2008? Ooh, that gonna hurt. Well, the new, or shall we say old, malware is Region. It's a very complex Trojan that has been spying on everyone from governments to individuals since 2008. The malware lets users customize their attacks depending on whether they need to remote control your system, get screenshots, or watch network traffic. Another thing it's really good at covering its tracks. Region is encrypted in multiple stages, making it hard to know what's happening unless you captured every single stage. It even has tools to fight forensics, so it's anybody sitting there digging around is going to say, I know you're digging around, I'm getting out of here. So where does Region come from? We don't know. We don't even know the country, origin, we don't know anything, other than the fact that it's out there and it's been there for quite some time. We do know that about half the infections have taken place in Russia and Saudi Arabia, but there's also been victims in India, Iran, and multiple European nations. And no, it's not just limited to telecoms and high-profile companies and these kind of things, no. 48% known victims are people with small businesses. This sounds like a nasty little thing. And finally, poop. Yep, I said it, poop. Come on, what's wrong with it? You poop, I poop, we all poop. Would be nice to do something productive, though, with that poop, wouldn't it? It'd be nice if, say, I don't know, our car or an automobile or something could run on our poop. Well, those poop dreams have come true. A bus powered by biothane gas that's generated from you and I's poo-poo has made its main voyage in England. The biobus seats 40 passengers and can travel up to 186 miles on one tank of shit. And just so you know, one tank is roughly about as much as produced annually by five people. The bus currently travels between Bristol Airport and Bath City. You worried about the smell on this ride? No need to worry. Although, let's face it, a lot of buses already do stink. But not this one. Impurities are removed to create virtually odorless emissions. And the gas itself is stored in tanks on top of the bus. Amazing futuristic times we live in now. Who knew our poop could make us go? No word yet, though, if the exhaust pipe shoots out corn and peanuts that are undigested. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the news show. Until then, do your best to have a good Monday. And thank you, as always, for listening.